DJI Smart Controller Review, Best Choice 2021 for you. Have you been looking for a new product that will make your drone experience more convenient? The DJI Smart Controller is the perfect answer to all of your questions. In this post, Lucid Cam will go over what it can do and why you should consider buying one today. The DJI Smart Controller was designed with the customer's needs in mind, which is why it has features like a built-in radio receiver, customizable buttons and joysticks, an LCD screen, and easy calibration. It also offers a fantastic range, so you never have to worry about losing connection while flying your drone away from where you started. All things considered, this is a great purchase for anyone who wants to take their drone flying experience up a notch. What is the DJI Smart Controller exactly? DJI's Mavic 2 drones have been praised for being among the most intuitive flying cameras available, but there are still many areas that could be improved. Flyers are keen to see the controller upgraded, so DJI just released the DJI Smart Controller. This peripheral is a quality of life add-on for DJI's OcuSync 2.0 drones. It currently works only with the Mavic 2 Pro, Mavic 2 Zoom drones. However, we expect it to work with all future DJI drone models. You would typically use a smartphone or tablet plugged into DJI's standard controller to pilot these drones. The DJI Go app runs on your phone or tablet. Your screen will relay information from the drone's camera, and you can interact with it via touch controls. The smart controller replaces this setup and is designed to offer a more robust, professional-friendly way of controlling your drone. DJI Smart Controller Reviews. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=v5kwn-ccmac. Key specifications. Review price, $579. 5.5-inch 1080p screen with 1000 nit brightness Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and OcuSync 2.0 connectivity at a range of 4.97 miles compatible with DJI Mavic 2 Zoom and DJI Mavic 2 Pro. Battery life 2.5 hours. Android runs skinned version. It works in temperatures between minus 44 degrees Fahrenheit and 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Videos can be displayed on an external monitor via the HDMI port. Micro SD card slot, accepts up to 128GB USB to USB-C cable. Pros. Battery life is excellent. Your phone is now free. Cons. Expensive. It doesn't offer much feature-wise. No backward compatibility. DJI Smart Controller design. The DJI Smart Controller is a hybrid between an Android phone with a 5.5-inch screen and the Mavic 2's controller. It feels solid and sturdy in hand. The generous grips give it the feel of a DSLR. The main material is tough plastic, with some textured parts to aid grip. There is not a hint of creakiness or flexibility. The controller is definitely more comfortable than the Mavic controller that came with the drones. We also like the fact that the buttons are larger and more easily accessed. However, we don't think there's enough ergonomic improvement to justify the additional cost. Its screen has a brightness of 1000 nits, compared to most smartphones that have a brightness of 500 to 700. Additionally, controller runs an optimized version of Android 7.1.2. It can operate at temperatures as low and high as 40 degrees Celsius. We couldn't test it in the mild Kentish climate. However, for drone operators who are heading to deserts or the Arctic, where tablets and smartphones don't typically fare well, it is likely to prove to be an invaluable asset. The top plate of the controller has three ports for physical connectivity, an HDMI output port, a standard USB port, and a slot to hold micro SD cards. An external TV or monitor can connect to the HDMI port to view content stored on the controller or live from the drone as up to 4 Kelvin's resolution. The USB port and card slots can also be used for data transfer to other devices. Key features. One thing to note is that the smart controller does not claim to increase the Mavic 2's flight stats. In other words, it won't give you any more range than the bundled controller or your phone. The DJI Smart Controller features have a 5.5-inch screen. You don't need to connect to your mobile device to use it. It makes it much easier and quicker to get your drone in the air. You can pair it with DJI's latest drones, including the Mavic 2 Zoom or Mavic 2 Pro. These drones use DJI OcuSync 2.0 video transmission technology. DJI Smart Controller allows for automatic switching between 2.4 GHz and 5.8 GHz. This reduces environmental interference and improves image quality. This ensures reliable transmission over long distances of up to 8 kilometers. This ultra-bright display is twice as bright as standard smartphones and can be used in direct sunlight. You can adjust the brightness manually or automatically. The DJI Smart Controller can be set to auto mode, which adjusts the brightness according to the environment. DJI Smart Controller build quality. The DJI controller build quality is exceptional. It feels very solid in hand and definitely has some weight. This added weight is actually something I like. It almost makes you feel larger. Subconsciously, I noticed that I paid more attention to what was happening than when I was using the standard remote. The smart controller weighed 690 grams, 24.3 ounces. The standard Mavic 2 Pro remote controller is 320 grams, 11.2 ounces. However, if you add an Apple iPhone 7 Plus, that weight rises to 510 grams, 17.98 ounces. So, in reality, the smart controller doesn't weigh much more than a standard remote in a smartphone. DJI Smart Controller HDMI out. An HDMI out port is something you won't find on either the Mavic 2 Pro controllers or the Mavic 2 Zoom controllers. The new smart controller is capable of playing back video at 4K 60fps using H.264 or H.265 and can even provide live output to another screen. This is great for a director or producer who wants to see the footage you're shooting but doesn't want to have to be right next to you. The HDMI port allows you to connect a monitor so they can view your screen from their own computer. The quick settings menu allows you to adjust the HDMI settings. You can adjust the HDMI resolution, rotation, and output mode as well as screen zoom. The smart controllers can be connected directly to a computer via USB. There are three options available: charge the smart controller, transfer files, or transfer photos via PTP. Smart controller is topped by a series of flashing and blinking lights that give you information about the status of what's going on. Low battery warning, yellow blinking, cyan blinking, control sticks not in a position, red blinking, the controller's temperature is too high or the battery is low. Steady red, the DJI smart controller cannot be connected. Steady green, the DJI smart controller can be connected. Steady yellow, the DJI smart controller firmware upgrade failed. Connectivity wise, the USB-C port can be used for battery charging, and an HDMI port is available for 4K video output to a TV, both for a live feed of whatever your drone is filming, or playing back content it's already recorded. This controller doesn't support backward compatibility. The smart controller works only with models that use OcuSync 2.0, so DJI drone owners with anything older than a current Mavic 2 model won't be able to use it at all. This applies even to very popular DJI models such as the Phantom 4 Pro, Mavic Air, and the Mavic Pro. DJI suggests that the smart controller will work with all future drones, even those using OcuSync later versions. How to connect the DJI smart controller to the Mavic Air 2? The best thing about the DJI smart controller is its speed and ease of use. To turn the controller on, first screw the control sticks to the controller. Next, press and hold on the power button. To activate the linking status, swipe from the top and click on the connection icon. To enter the linking mode, press the C1, C2 or record buttons. Next, press the linking button on your drone and wait for the Mavic 2 to link to your controller. Launch the DJI app after that. How to update the DJI smart controller? Go to the system settings page. Scroll down to the bottom of this page and tap system update. Follow the instructions to update your firmware, if any updates are available. DJI smart controller microphone and speaker. The DJI smart controller includes a microphone and speaker that can be used to stream live video. Although there is an adjustment to the speaker's volume, I could not find any menu options for the microphone. It's still unclear how it works. None of my clips had audio. This microphone feature might not work if you're streaming live. Android dashboard. DJI Go 4, DJI Pilot and DJI Go 4 are supported by an Android dashboard that can be customized. You can also use third-party apps like editing programs. SkyTalk is a new feature in DJI Go 4, which allows pilots to stream their drone's camera feed live to social media channels like Facebook, Instagram, WeChat. It is important to remember that the smart controller does not have a cellular connection, so to stream live video, you will need to pair it to a smartphone. It is very interesting that third-party apps can be downloaded through the browser, or APK files can be installed from a micro SD card. DJI is not responsible for third-party app use. DJI recommends that you delete any third-party apps installed on your controller in order to make the most of it. DJI Go Share. DJI Go Share is another feature that DJI Go Share allows you to transfer your images from your controller to your mobile device. After setting it up, I found that this worked well. You can only share photos and videos through DJI Go Share. Screenshots and screen recordings cannot be shared. Sharing was not working for me. The Bluetooth sharing didn't work even when the remote controller was paired to another device. This is most likely a bug in the remote controller's firmware. This problem meant that screen recordings and screenshots I had taken off the smart controller couldn't be moved. DJI Smart Controller Screen. The controller's 5.5-inch touchscreen is front and center. It boasts a 1080p resolution, 1000 nits brightness, and a 1080p resolution. Most smartphones today have brightness levels in the 500 to 700 nit range. With a super bright display, the smart controller is able to see clearly outdoors, even in bright sunlight. It's February in the UK, so it has been overcast and gray every day we have used the smart controller. Its clarity and brightness are noticeably better than our iPhone 8, making it easier to compose and preview shots. DJI sells a monitor hood add-on for their Mavic controllers. It physically blocks direct sunlight from the screen for only PS20. A quick Google search will reveal cheaper third-party options. So shelling out big money for a brighter screen isn't your only option if you want to reduce glare. Screen. DJI Smart Controller Battery Life. DJI claims the smart controller can last between 2 and 2.5 hours on a single charge and can operate in temperatures as low as minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit and as high as 104 degrees Fahrenheit. The smart controller is powered by two 2,500 mAh lithium-ion batteries. It takes about 1 hour to fully charge. Based on my testing, I found that the smart controller was able to last for just under 2 hours. The smart controller is powered by a battery that can be charged and used simultaneously if it is connected to a USB power supply. Although the smart controller takes a while to charge up, it is not as fast as charging the standard remote control included with the Mavic 2 Pro or Mavic 2 Zoom. Some people may not like the built-in battery. DJI should have provided a battery plate so that you have the option to use an external or internal battery. Although you can connect an external USB power source to your controller, it is often messy and difficult to attach. Crystal Sky is an option that allows you to swap out batteries by yourself. DJI Smart Controller can be paired with your drone. You will need to pair your smart controller with your Mavic 2 Pro, Mavic 2 Zoom when you receive it. Although it is quite simple, you will need to find and press the pairing button on your Mavic 2 Zoom. After you've paired your aircraft, you won't need to do it again. The smart controller will automatically pair it as soon as your drone is turned on. DJI Smart Controller Usability. Any drone operating system should be user-friendly. Accessing all controls and holding onto the controller securely are essential. You must also be able to see the screen clearly. You also need to feel safe and reliable when using the controller. Smart Controller is my favorite controller. It is much easier to hold and use than either the Mavic 2 Pro or Mavic 2 Zoom controllers. It's a great screen, with good colors and easy access to all your important information. It was quite a refreshing change to see a screen that was slightly larger than my smartphone for the Mavic 2 Pro. The smart controller can be comfortably held in your palm, and your thumbs will remain in a natural position to control your drone. It is much easier to find and use the dials for your camera's tilt and stop than on a standard remote controller. DJI Smart Controller controls. You'll already be familiar with the buttons on the Smart Controller if you have a Mavic 2 controller. Between the joysticks, you will find a pause button to stop your Mavic 2 from moving if it is tree-bound, a return to home button to summon it back like a child, a mode switch, and an additional control knob. Two buttons, select and back, are located on either side of the joysticks. These buttons allow you to navigate the menus on the screen without leaving fingerprint marks. The shutter buttons are located on the shoulders, which allow you to take stills or video. There are also two wheels that can tilt and pan your drone's camera. You'll also find two buttons that you can customize, which allow you to change the EV exposure compensation quickly without having to go into the menus. The antennas can be folded down and the thumbsticks removed. They can be stored neatly under the antennas, which is a clever design touch. Combinations of buttons. You can also use the Smart Controller to perform button combinations. You can quickly adjust the volume, screen brightness, and screen brightness by tapping the back button. You can do this by pressing the back button until it vibrates. The Smart Controller will then display options. Click the one you wish to access or adjust. DJI Smart Controller Flight Mode Switch. The Smart Controller offers three flight modes: T-Mode, P-Mode, P-Mode, S-Mode. T-Mode, tripod, the aircraft uses GPS and vision systems for navigation, stability, and to locate obstacles. In this mode, the maximum flight speed is limited to 2.2 miles per hour, 3.6 kilometers per hour. For smoother and more controlled movements, the responsiveness to stick movements can be reduced. P-Mode, positioning mode, the GPS signal must be strong for P-Mode to work. To stabilize, avoid obstacles, and track moving subjects, the aircraft uses GPS, vision systems, and an infrared sensing system. This mode offers advanced features like tap fly or active track. S-Mode, sport, to improve aircraft maneuverability, the handling gain values are increased. In this mode, vision systems are disabled. The aircraft will default to P-Mode regardless of where the remote controller is placed. You can switch flight modes by going to Camera View and DJI Go 4, tapping and enabling multiple flight modes. To switch flight mode, toggle the switch from P to SRT after enabling multiple flight modes. DJI Smart Controller screen. The Smart Controller screen is the same one you will find on the Crystal Sky 5.5 high brightness and the Phantom 4 Pro RC with the screen. The DJI Smart Controller supports automatic switching between 2.4 GHz and 5.8 GHz, reducing the influence of environmental interference on drone operation and image quality. This also ensures reliable long-range transmission of up to a claimed distance of 8 kilometers. The controller's 5.5-inch touchscreen is front and center. It boasts a 1080p resolution, 1000 nits brightness. Most smartphones today have brightness levels in the 500 to 700 nit range. This gives the Smart Controller a significant edge over a phone or tablet when using it outdoors on a sunny day, where glare can make it tricky to clearly see what's on the screen. The Smart Controller is able to see clearly outdoors, even in bright sunlight. It's February in the UK, so it has been overcast and grey every day we have used the Smart Controller. Its clarity and brightness are noticeably better than our iPhone 8, making it easier to compose and preview shots. DJI sells a monitor hood add-on for their Mavic controllers. It physically blocks direct sunlight from the screen for the only PS20. A quick Google search will reveal cheaper third-party options. If you want to reduce the glare, don't spend a lot of money on a larger screen. Is DJI Smart Controller bright enough for direct sunlight? My iPhone 7 Plus is my standard for operating the Mavic 2 Pro. It has a bright screen, but it can't be used in sunlight. It is dangerous not to be able to see what you're doing, especially when flying a drone. Safety should always be your top priority. If you can't see what is happening, safety may be compromised. The Smart Controller screen was very good outside, even in bright sunlight. This is a huge improvement over using a smartphone. It could be brighter, however. It is subject to reflections and glare. If you use the screen in bright sunlight, you may not be able to see as clearly as you would like. If you plan to use the screen in bright sunlight, a sun hood is necessary. The DJI Crystal Sky 7.85 Ultra Bright Monitor, which has a brightness of 2000 candelas per square meter, is a good comparison. Although I would prefer to have seen the smart controller display 2000 candelas per square meter, it would have drastically reduced the battery life. Perhaps a smart controller with a 2000 candelas per square meter display will soon be available. DJI smart controller will work with other DJI products. The smart controller currently works only with the Mavic 2 Pro or Mavic 2 Zoom. According to DJI, the smart controller will soon be compatible with other DJI's drones. For this to happen, the other drones must use DJI's OcuSync 2.0 video transmission system. An older drone such as the original Mavic will not work because it uses an older version OcuSync. DJI would need to make a new drone with OcuSync 3.0 compatible with OcuSync 2.0 in order for the smart controllers to work. It is not clear whether a new OcuSync version would require hardware changes or software updates. A Crystal Sky monitor is a good choice if you have multiple drones. It works with almost all DJI drones. DJI smart controller downsides. The biggest problem is not the extra cost but the portability. It is likely that it will not fit in some of the smaller Mavic 2 Pro or Mavic 2 Zoom bags, as it is heavier and more substantial than the standard remote control. It also eliminates the telemetry you'd normally see on your Mavic remote controllers. This is up to you. Personally, I didn't notice it. It is also located on the bottom, which may not suit everyone. Personally, I would prefer to see the screen on the top. However, it wasn't a deal breaker for me. You can still view live data from your drone even when the DJI Go 4 app crashes if you use the standard controller. The smart controller will protect you from any problems if your smartphone crashes. The standard controller gives you the assurance that your smartphone or tablet will not crash, and you can still press return to home. You will continue to receive telemetry from drones. You can take control of manual control when you get close to the home point, as your controller is still in communication with the drone. The app will crash on the smart controller, so there is no telemetry or way to know where it is. This is a problem because you might have to restart the entire controller in the case of a problem. Is DJI smart controller well worth the money? It is difficult to answer this question because it depends on what you do with your drone. It's not worth $649 United States dollars if you fly your drone only occasionally. However, if you make a living flying it, the cost could be worthwhile. DJI offers many options to control and monitor your drone. There are many options. It seems like with price of $649 United States dollars is a lot, and DJI will make a lot selling these. For comparison, the DJI Crystal Sky High Brightness Monitor 5.5 is $469 United States dollars. The DJI Crystal Sky Mounting Bracket to select controllers with a price of $79 United States dollars. This would bring your total to $548 United States dollars. That's $101 less than a smart controller. DJI offers a combo package that includes the smart controller and DJI Mavic 2 Pro. This is $249 United States dollars less than purchasing the Mavic Pro 2 or the smart controller individually. The Mavic 2 Zoom is also available as a deal. An alternative is to buy an iPad or use one you already have and then purchase a mounting bracket. Conclusion: DJI smart controller is a remote controller for the new Mavic Pro drone. It comes with two joysticks, one of which has an integrated touchpad that gives pilots more intuitive control over panning and scrolling through menus. We hope this review was helpful in learning about the DJI smart controller. If you have any questions or need help deciding between models, please don't hesitate to contact us. Read more: DJI Mavic Mini Review 2021, Best Choice for You Mavic Pro Review, Best Choice 2021 for You DJI Mavic Air Review, Best Choice for You DJI Mavic Air 2 Review, Best Choice for You Xiaomi Mi Drone Review, Best Choice for You 2021.